welcome to Control Alt Wow, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making alts. Today I have a new guest co-host. His name is Shadowhand. Hi, Shadowhand.
Hey, how are you, April?
I'm doing good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, like April said, I'm Shadowhand. I'm on the Balgun server right now. I'm a level 9. I'm a level 9 priest. Last time I checked, because I switched twice already from a rogue, and last week I picked this Blood Elf because of the Burning Crusades. Yay, Burning Crusades. But I also have two characters on the Rexxar server. One is Hot Hand, and the next one is my banker. No real name to there, just a bunch of type letters. I play lots of World of Warcraft. Haven't played in a while for a few days because I'd work. But every time I get a chance, I listen to these podcasts, and I picked up April's here and then decided, hey, I'll listen to this one. And over time, me and April have been talking, and I'm your guest host today.
So how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
For about 3.5 months, going on 4.
What made you decide to start playing?
Oh god, the lore of it. Everybody's like, oh my god, World of Warcraft, you RPG, PvE. It's like, what are these things? And then as soon as I started playing, I just got addicted. I just sat on my computer for 2 hours, started out. And then next day, or next week, it was like 4. And then the next day, on same week, it became 8. And I'm like, more Warcraft, yes.
Did you reserve Burning Crusade, or you just went and picked it up?
Oh, I went and picked it up. It wasn't like the thing in New York or L.A. or San Francisco where everybody was like waiting out in GameStop or electronic boutique. I just walked into a Walmart and hey, got Burning Crusades? Whole stack of them. No one touched it. It's like, okay, pick one up and walked out the door.
And you had a pretty easy installation?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there was a few times my computer rejected the CD. Just the DVD part didn't work, and then I did the wash, rinse, repeat thing, and then it worked.
Yeah, I heard of it. Take it out. People had that same problem.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you think of the Blood Elf starting area?
Oh, I want to be Horde so bad now. Alliance is just yay. But the Horde is like, they're new characters. They're better. They're a lot better.
How are they for priests? With that mana tap, that must be pretty cool.
Oh, god, with the priest mana tap, all of a sudden you're running out of mana. You can fight a mob that has mana. I take some of yours and give it to myself. That's the best part.
Great. Okay, let's move on to segment 2, World of Warcraft news. Biggest news was Burning Crusade, and also Burning Crusade sold 2 million copies in the first 24 hours. That was pretty amazing.
That set some records.
I know I was two of those. I have two accounts.
Two accounts? Couldn't you just buy one and set up those two accounts together?
No, because you needed the upgrade key. I could have I wouldn't have been able to run the other one without having to upgrade both of them, but that was kind of cool. Yeah, that's only because I dual box. And the other news was that guy that got to 70 in 28 hours.
He's a French player.
Yeah.
28 hours. Oh, come on.
And you also know the funny thing? Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the funny thing is, he was a mage, and everybody says mages are the hardest people to level up.
Well, you know, he had a lot of help. I think they were like, he would target a mob.
Targets 3 or 4 mobs at the one time, and then it says here, 40 people. The last time they checked was helping him at that time. That's a lot.
Well, I hope he gets to go back and actually play the parts that he missed, because he had to miss a lot of quests.
Well, actually, he says he got every single quest he could. They did it, and then just went on to the next 20 or 30 they have.
Wow.
It's like, that's a lot of quests.
Okay, so any other news you want to bring up?
Any other news? There's nothing really there. just 70 in the 28-hour thing, and the 24-hour, 2 million something copies.
I heard something a little while ago that I'm not sure it's true, so I'm not going to really go into it much, but I heard that eBay is going to halt the sale of virtual items from MMORPGs, including gold and accounts.
Oh, that hurts. Yes,
I don't know how that's going to affect World of Warcraft, because I know there's a lot of people, you know, we have our gold farmers and...
Yeah, and I have two friends that want to sell their account because they got four level 60s and 62s on it, and they're wanting thousands for it. I'm like, can you put it down to a couple hundred? I might buy it. I don't know.
Yeah, because all you have to do is transfer one of those over to a new account.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can sell that account. Technically, you're supposed to delete all your characters, but I guess... these people have been sidestepping the rules.
Oh, yeah. And selling it for even more.
Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, what type of person wants to just walk into a game with a level 62 character and not even, you know, haven't done the playing?
It's the same people that literally send their characters off to one of those level builders.
I saw one of those ads. That is incredible. For $100-something, you can have somebody power level your character.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You can power level skills, you power level yourself, you power level gold. That's a lot of farming. Oh, yeah.
Well, you might as well just pay somebody to play. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Well, I can just tell you, it's not for me.
Oh, no.
So, if you have any comments or questions about these stories, please send us an email at controlaltwow, that's controlaltwow@gmail.com.
Or make that shadow hand controlaltwow, that's shadow controlaltwow@gmail.com.
And the links to our email will be in our show notes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to segment 3. Okay, now let's get into segment 3, Alt Roundup. Would you like to go first, Shadowhand?
Oh, yeah. Alt Roundup is we talk about alts and what they do for us. Well, most of my alts are just gathering skills, and I got one main that does all the building. Right now, my bank character actually has a gathering skills. He's only level 5, and he's the whole guild's bank. He gathers all day, and he gathers raw materials like ore and plants, all of the Stormwind. And for my other alt, Shadowhand, I have herbalists and gathering flowers. Mostly a flower, dude. Thank you. Potions. Keeps me alive.
So he's gathering in Silvermoon? What is that city? What's the name of the... Oh, Eversong Woods. You know, I found out, and I wanted to bring this up, and if you go to East Sanctum, I have Theo, my level 17 rogue. He's a herbalist and an alchemist, and he was hanging around East Sanctum, and he was able to get his herbalism up to 60 just by hanging there and collecting blood thistle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then he sent his blood. It's funny, he's an orc. He looks kind of out of place among all those delicate little blood elves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he... and he sends all the blood thistle back to the blood elves. But, were you finished? I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. So what does your alt do mostly?
Well, they mostly gather. I've been working on getting Z, who is my new blood elf. He's a rogue also. I like rogues and hunters, because rogues can sneak in and hunters can shoot from
far away. And got a pet also, so. Yes.
And Z has been doing jewel crafting, and everybody's been sending him copper. And now he's up to iron.
Iron? Nice.
Yeah. He can prospect iron. And I noticed something about prospecting. Do you have an alt that does mining?
One of them, but they're changing over the jewel crafting after I gathered all that. All the ore. Yeah.
Well, Trishel is my miner. And Trishel has been mining mithril and... iron and gold, and she even did some tin whenever she sees it. And she has not gotten one gem all the time.
No gems.
No, she used to get a moss agate or a jade or a citrine, you know, one would pop up. And yeah. So I'm wondering if now all the gems are with the prospecting. Because the other yesterday, Z prospected some iron, and he got moss agate, and he got jade.
Oh, and that's a good combination for you for one thing.
Yeah, well, not in the same one, but he got one. It from doing a bunch of those. Because I've been doing this kind of sneaky thing where I leave Trishel and Crush Hold in the Alterac Valley. Alterac Mountain. You know that one? I don't know if you've been up that far, but there's some... ogres in a mining shaft in some tunnels, and I leave her there, and then like on my lunch hour when I take a break at work, I bring her out and she does some mining and and then, you know, I log her off, and then I come back when I'm taking
yeah, before
break.
The boss comes back.
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned this on a previous podcast, but the secretary before me used to smoke cigarettes. Mm. And so instead of smoking, taking a smoke break, I take a wild break. the other thing is I decided that I'm moving my blood elves. April and Z. I use a lot of variations of April. I'm moving Prill and Z over to the Barrens.
Because
I figured there'd be more mobs available in the non-standard area.
That might work, actually.
Yeah, right now they're doing some quests in Ghostland. I might bring them back later, or I might start a new alt later on, because I think there are a lot of interesting quests in that area, but it's so crowded.
Oh, yeah, there's too many people.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of good in a way, because I was in this place where there were these gnolls, and I was trying to... You had to get a certain amount of gnolls... the shaman and everything, and there were just people everywhere, and I couldn't even, it took a longer time to get, you know, the required number because there were so many people there, or blood elves.
Did you start a Draenei the first day they came out?
Yes, I did.
But you see how crowded that place was?
Yes, it was. I wish I had taken a picture, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was hard to even get a moth. Oh, that's the other thing I've been doing. I got some moths from Exodor, and I'm trying to get it to Booty Bay so I can put it on the Alliance Horde server.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it would be really cool to have one of my Horde characters having one of those moths. Have you been in Exodor?
I don't believe I have yet, not yet.
Okay, well, I want to just say this. Well, I should save it for the segment of places I love. I'll save it for later, because Exodor is something else. Okay, I think that's enough for Alt Roundup, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Unless you had anything else to add.
No, that was about it, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, usually we do segment 4, which is server shout out, but we don't have any. If you want a shout out to your server, just send us an email and we'll give them a shout out. But now we're going to move to segment 5, which is In the House. It's the segment where we talk about how World of Warcraft affects us in our home or workplace. Why don't you start, Shadowhand?
Well, in my house, no one understands what I'm talking about, what Orc is, what a Blood Elf is. All of a sudden, my mom was like, what game are you playing? World of Warcraft. Or as I would say, wow. And she's like, wow. Wow, what? World of Warcraft. You just said wow. That's World of Warcraft for short. She's like, okay, I'm going to the other room. And during school, I have a few friends at a school that are WoW players, but some aren't, so every time I'm talking to one of my friends, hey, you guys want to go play WoW? I have an extra characters you guys can play on my server, or on my account. It's like, go home. Just go home and play by yourself. It's like, but when you get online, you have friends automatically. Everybody who's playing is playing. You can't hide it.
And they understand you.
Oh yeah, they understand what I'm typing, like BRD, SFK, all those.
Well, the other day I was excited. Oh, I was reading something about, oh, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I said, "Cool, the Blood Owls can do something." Da da da. And my husband looked at me and said, "Could you speak English?" I said, "I am speaking English." One funny thing that happened. Well, no, I shouldn't mention this. I was talking with some people I know about World of Warcraft, and there was a friend nearby who had recently given up World of Warcraft, and I was like, "Ooh, we shouldn't be talking about it around him."
He gave up. We still play. It's like,
well, I got an email from him the other day, and he's joined me on Belden.
He's back playing. It's like, let's go.
Yes, I mean, you know, I understand.
You can quit. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that some people have addictions, and or might think of it as an addiction. But it's fun, and we're not hurting anybody.
And you know, it's cheaper than anything else. Like paying for a movie in San Francisco. Let's see, $14 for a movie, popcorn, and everything else. What do you get for WoW? $15 a month and more entertainment than you can ask for.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
And I've been keeping up my end of my deal. The thing is, if I play WoW, I have to go to the gym. And I went to the gym today. Oops. Sorry about that.
You stuck that in. There you go.
That was the WoW fairy rewarding me for going to the gym.
Gym, yeah.
So, and I've been doing pretty good with World of Warcraft in my house. My husband seems to be okay. I did do a bad thing on Tuesday, and I called in sick.
Who hasn't?
But I thought, I actually woke up with a headache. But then I thought, it's server maintenance day. How stupid of me to take off on server maintenance day. But I did get a good head start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unplanned, because I kept checking in by 1 o'clock. It was back online and I was playing.
No, my server shut down the same day that Burning Crusades came out, twice.
Oh, man.
Ugh, not good.
Well, Belgen stayed up. Belgen was fine. I'm really glad I did that transfer.
Yeah, it was a new server, so most people didn't know about it until the Burning Crusades came out and said, "Hey, new server."
Yep. All right, I think that brings us to the end of In the House.
Yep.
Okay, that brings us to segment 6, our favorite places in WoW. Well, you know, I've talked about a few places that I've been to before, and I've found a new one. I love the Blood Elf areas. They're done very well, and that scar that runs down the middle is so cool. You know, it just really gives it such atmosphere. But Exodor, the capital for the Draenei, is too gorgeous. They
it's
have
big.
It's big. It's you can get lost in it because I went running around in circles trying to get out.
Done it twice already.
Yep. But that glass floor, you know, if you come in from the dock,
yeah,
you can take a boat from, is it Orbedain?
Orbedain, yeah.
Yeah, Orbedain. You can take a boat from Orbedain to get over there, and you go in the entrance and you walk down this glass floor and it's got little bits of color running through it, but you can see down into the room below and it's just really pretty. So that's this week, that's my pick for favorite places in WoW. How about you, Shadowhand?
I have two, actually. It's the first one with the Blood Elves, it's the Sunspire area. It's beautiful. It's big. It's better than actually Night Elves. I have to admit that. I play mostly Alliance, but in Blood Elves area is insanely gorgeous. And the other one is Ironforge. I love Ironforge. It's big, it's dark, and scary.
It's funny you mention Ironforge. I ran my level 7 Draenei to Ironforge, but I got lost and I ended up in Nomarang.
That will happen.
Those little gnomes have very bad temper. Those are gnomes, right? In Nomarang?
Yeah, those little dudes. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. I got ran, turn around, ran back. It was funny, I only died once, so...
Only once.
Yeah. Well, I always say in World of Warcraft, a little death never hurts you. Okay, I guess...
Yeah.
Well, you know, any of you out there have any favorite places, or you want to discuss the ones we've mentioned here, give us a call, an email at control-alt-wow, that's controlaltwow@gmail.com, or...
Shadowhand, shadow, control.wow@gmail.com, and these will be in the show notes, too.
Right, so... The next segment is number 7, and it's emails. And we haven't gotten any this week, but we're looking forward to having some, and that was our email address, so if you...
Please email us.
Yes. And
even if you say hi, just say hi. Just like, hey, I heard your podcast. Yay.
Oh, yeah, and let us know if we should let Shadowhand stick around.
Hey.
So, that brings us to our closing thoughts. Why don't you start, Shadowhand?
Closing thoughts. We talked about favorite places, what our alts do, and all the other stuff the show brings. And to be frank, Blizzard's done it. Blizzard's done this game 3 times over. It's perfect. It's every way. Even when they have a glitch, they fix it with another patch very quickly. Lovely game.
Yes, and I concur with that. Burning Crusade, if you haven't played World of Warcraft, this is a great time to try it. If you are... I know what I wanted to mention. If you haven't played Burning Crusade, if you haven't played World of Warcraft, you can now get the original for $19.99. Play it for a month. You don't have to upgrade right away to Burning Crusade. You can still experience it just as well with just World of Warcraft.
And I believe you can do it over Blizzard's website too. You can download it there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Alright, well, this is Aprilian from the Balgun server and
Shadowhand from the Balgun server.
And this is Control Alt Wow. Thanks for listening and
see you later.